The next coach on the teleconference is Indiana's Tom Allen. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Excited to be here. Appreciate it. Just wrapping up our spring. Got a spring game tomorrow night. It's been a great 14 practices for us, and excited to see our team develop each and every day and come together and give tremendous attitude and effort as we're on a quest to break through in 2017.
Thank you, Coach. We'll take questions now.
To ask Coach a question, please hit star 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from Rob Asmussen with Campaign News Gazette.
State, what do you consider the most important recruiting area for Indiana football?
Well, to me, it always starts at home. So our most important state is the state of Indiana.
Outside of Indiana, what's next?
I would say for us, Ohio, numerically, if you had to go through and talk about in the history of our program and the location, the proximity and all that, and the number of guys that we've produced from that state, it's been real important to us.
Thanks, Coach.
Your next question comes from Mike Miller with Bloomington Herald Times.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
I'm doing great, buddy. How are you?
Doing just fine. I know finishing strong is important to you as you go into tomorrow's game. And I guess as you watch the game tomorrow and as you review it in the days to come, what are some things that would constitute a strong finish? What are some of the things you're looking for?
Well, I just want to see consistent execution on offense. You know, just like to see us be able to, from a base perspective, execute the core concept we've been working so hard on the last several weeks, and just feel good about the mechanics that we have in the backfield, and then catching the football and being clean up front, assignment sound. And then defensively, I just want our guys getting their feet set, getting their eyes right, and flying to the football. And tackling well is always a non-negotiable mainstay of how we have to be on our side of the ball defensively.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from Jeremiah Davis with Cedar Rapids Gazette.
Yeah, Coach, just curious what you think of Richard so far, and getting to know him a little bit since you've gotten on campus, and how he's progressed from last year into the spring and into next year.
Yeah, I feel like that he has made some strong strides in the area of his execution, in terms of understanding what we're trying to have him do offensively. He's increased his poise and his confidence. And I think the biggest thing that I see him growing in is leadership, just being comfortable, in both the pocket and in that role as being the leader of the offense, and having the guys look to him to be able to be a guy that no matter what happens, good or bad, that you're a guy that is a calming in that huddle and that side of the football, even though you don't huddle a lot like we used to, but just figuratively being able to command that side of the ball with confidence, with a unshakable poise that I feel like you have to play that quarterback position.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from Matt Weaver with IndianaScout.com.
Hey, Coach, how we doing?
I'm good, Matt. How are you, buddy?
I'm okay. Wanted to ask you, obviously, saw the announcement yesterday, and it's kind of been in the works that Coach Gruden was going to be at the spring game, but the announcement yesterday that him and his dad are going to be honorary coaches. For you, as the head coach in Indiana, how cool is it, I guess, for the program, how big is it to have a guy of his stature, here and kind of involved in the game tomorrow night?
Oh, that's pretty special. He's just got such a presence about him and such a personality that I'm excited to spend time with him for sure. And, obviously this place is special to him and his dad being a coach here for 5 years and he being a boy here and just spending some quality time. So I think that they're excited to have the opportunity to come home, and we're excited to have him. So I think it's going to be a treat for our entire team. He's going to dress our guys and be involved with some things before the game and then during the game. So very, very excited about having him. It's going to be pretty cool.
Thanks, Coach. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
We can take one last question for Coach.
Your last question comes from Sammy Jacobs with Hoosier Huddle.
Hi, Coach. How are you?
I'm good, Sammy. How you doing?
I'm doing excellent. Coach, competition is paramount in spring practice. You guys split up teams via draft. How has that helped fuel the competition between the players?
It's definitely intensified it for sure, and the coaches too. But yeah, it's been neat to see. They had me go through and grade the draft of each team, and it was amazing. I went through by position, and there was an equal number of wins for each team. So I feel like it's pretty evenly distributed. Some areas are obviously stronger than others per position, but I think the coach did a good job picking them, and it just adds extra fuel to the fire to be able to be competing for something more than anything. It's just the pride of knowing that your team won, and so we've had competition as a very, very key part of our spring practices. Every single day we were keeping track of those periods and who won each and having consequences for those, the winners and the losers. And so, you know, that's what it's all about. You got to learn to compete. It's fun to win, stinks to lose, and that's how it's going to be.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds great. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.